Hello guys, welcome to the Black Spin Global Podcast. I am Lucy.
And I'm Eugene.
And welcome to day four at Wimbledon.
Hi. I don't know, what was that about? I don't know. Is that excitement? Or
I don't know, you tell me, you're the one who did that. I don't know if you were cheering.
My bad, people. But to be honest, today's been a good day, Lucy.
It's been a very, very good day,
great
actually.
Great weather.
Yeah, the weather was great. I tanned.
Good matches. You look very nice as well in this pink. Thank you. Pink summer dress.
Guys, I purposely haven't posted any pictures of me yet because, you know, you have to let the people wait a little bit to see you looking good. You know what I mean?
So you've not been doing daily pics that you're going to like?
No, I've taken pics on
I was going to say, of course you have.
Oh, I did.
For your Wimbledon dump, your Wimbledon 2024 dump.
Look at I know it's coming. Getting with the lingo. Okay, yeah.
I know it's coming.
Yes, exactly.
I know it's coming.
Week one dump. I've been hesitating. Should I do week one dump or whole Wimbledon dump?
Listen, it's up to you, man.
Okay, guys, let me know, please, if I should do a week one. Oh, you know, women now, because I've been looking cute out here with my braids and my lashes and everything.
Crazy.
Anyways, let's focus on what we're really
Stay focused.
Which is the tennis that we had at day four. So should we start with Madison Keys?
We should. I think first victory, one of the first matches to finish on day four.
Yeah.
She was first on court 12.
I bet she was happy about that.
And she got things done pretty quickly against Chinese Wang Yefan. It's a 6-2, 6-2 victory for Keys. To be honest, we missed most of the match. So we weren't actually here for it in person due to the traffic coming in this morning.
There was a long pause because there's a private joke right now going on. Should I say it?
You might as well.
Okay, guys. So in case you guys don't know, I'm crashing at Eugene's during the week one so we can come together. But most importantly, to make sure that he's on time. And you know what? We've been working really hard. I wake up earlier than him. I'm a woman. I take my time doing my makeup, my hair. So, you know, whereas he keeps on telling me, Lucy, I can get ready in 30 minutes.
Oh, foul. That's all I need.
All he needs. Today, however, showed me that no, he actually needs longer than 30 minutes. So, yes, there was traffic. However, Eugene Allen, founder of Black Spin Global, did take a little bit longer, and that's why we missed.
You know what I'm
going
to blame
match.
It on? And we're not going to spend too long. I didn't iron the night before. I usually iron the night before. Mm-hmm. I didn't do that last night. So, hence why, we were running later today. And the traffic was crazy. So, that combination did not work in our favour, and I hold my hands up. I apologise, Lucy. It won't happen again.
Thank you, Eugene. I accept your apology.
Now, back to Madison Keys. Like I said, good win for her. So she's through to the third round. Played a really good match. Like I just watching the stat, I saw some of the highlights, to be fair, mm-hmm. And obviously was reading the stats from the match. Mm-hmm. Didn't face a break point throughout the whole contest. Amazing. Which again shows like just how strong the serve is. We all know like Madison Keys, like the serve is probably one of the strongest parts of her game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always quite telling as well, like when a player doesn't face any break points, because it just means that they've just served really well throughout the match, and that was clearly the case. I did ask her actually, because she was on court number one for a first round match.
Mm-hmm.
And today she was on court 12, one of the outside courts, but it is a show court.
Ish.
Yeah, but it's not number one or centre.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I just asked her like basically if there are any differences or like if she prefers playing on either, you know, a show court or, you know, one of the outside courts. And this was her answer.
The show courts are definitely a lot more quiet. There's still champagne corks popping though, so that's happening everywhere. But I think the courts are, I mean, typically the show courts are playing a little bit different than the outside courts everywhere. But I think the atmosphere is very different when you're on the outside courts versus the show courts. I think the show courts are, like I said, they're very quiet and everything just feels more formal. And then when you're out in the outside courts, I mean, there's people walking by and it's just kind of, there's a lot of energy out there.
Do you have a preference? Or not really?
I don't really have a preference. I mean, I think it's really fun to play. I don't think there's many other tournaments outside of like the grass swing where you're so close to people. So it's definitely a very different situation, but I've always really enjoyed it.
So yeah, I found it really interesting how she said that she didn't really have any preferences, like, or there was no preference to the outside courts or the show courts. She did mention Arthur Ashe, actually, as in obviously in New York, being like the one of the craziest places in terms of atmospheres. And I think a lot of the Americans feel that way, like, Arthur Ashe is probably the most special.
I mean, US Open in general.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm starting to wonder this whole court thing. I wonder if the players care as much as the fans do.
Exactly, yeah.
Because we always talk about it.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah. I was talking about it today because I was like, for instance, we had two Brits matches, men and women, and they were on number one court. They were not on centre.
Yeah.
And to me, I'm like, we've never really had this before. But at the same time, I understand. I mean, you're not going to move someone who has...
This is a media announcement. Oh. Andy Murray and Jamie Murray are in the media theatre.
Well, guys, this is proof that we're on site.
Shouts out to Andy Murray too.
Shout out to Andy Murray. It's Sir Andy Murray.
My bad.
First of all, put some respect on his
bad.
Name. But yeah, guys, as you just heard, it was media announcement. But let's go back. But
it's a great point that you make. I think the fans definitely probably see like court placement as a bigger issue than it actually is. Like the players, they don't really
care.
Too tough.
I think they care more by the time.
Yeah, definitely.
That's
definitely.
More about them, you definitely. Know. Some people like early, some people like late.
Exactly.
Very
good point, though.
Yeah, but shout out to Keys. She faces...
the 18th seed, Marta Kostyuk.
Shout out to Marta Kostyuk. Did you see her dress?
No.
Wait, is it Marta Kostyuk that has...
Is it Wilson? It's like special...
Is it her that did the dress with... and she designed it like her wedding dress or something
I think that's... Yeah, Wilson.
See... Wow, when you type in her name on Google, the first thing that comes up with an outfit. That's how you know. Yeah, shout out to her. Her outfit. Her and Stevens are probably my favourite outfit of Wimbledon. Really nice. Really, really like personal.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of the players say, because of Wimbledon, they're all white, you're limited to what you can do. So yeah, I like the fashion in tennis, as you see myself.
Of course. Of course. But yeah, Keys, she's always like a good interview as well. Like I do enjoy going to her press conferences because she just always gives like really in-depth, like thoughtful answers. And I really do appreciate that. And that match against Kostyuk should be a good one. They played each other last year, actually, and obviously Keys won en route to the quarterfinals here. So yeah, I think that's going to be a good match. And Keys is definitely playing some good tennis at the moment, so I'm expecting her to get through that one, being the 12th seed. Let's go on to the men. Arthur Fils. What a match, Lucy.
What a match. My favourite match of the day.
I wish I called this as well, because I kind of saw it, but I didn't say it like in any of the pods before. So yeah, Fils did beat Hubert Hurkacz, even though it's down as a retirement.
I'm glad that you're really saying that, because as someone who watched the match, I really hope that some people understand that it isn't a thing of like he won the match because Hurkacz like retired.
Yeah,
I feel like he would have won that match either that tiebreak or easily in five sets, because he was really, really dominating, especially the first two sets.
Won those opening two sets.
He was just playing really well. He served really well. And it's funny because during his press conference as well, he was like, you know, he still feels like he needs to improve his game on like grass and like the movement. And I nearly wanted to tell him, what are you talking about? You're moving actually so well. But it shows to you how much he wants it and how much he wants to like,
and he's
grind.
Still young, Lucy. So there's a lot of like improvement to be like made,
definitely.
Or improvements.
And it's also only his second year
exactly.
grass as well.
But how good though? Like, because Hurkacz obviously being the seventh seed wins the third set. So it's two sets to one. And like you said, in that fourth set, Hurkacz he was a break up, but Fils pulled it back, and then they ended up going into that tie break. And that tie break was very eventful. A lot of diving around.
Alexander Zverev is on his way to interview room two. your room too.
Apologies, guys. A lot of diving around by the poll in that tiebreak.
No, but it wasn't just a tiebreak.
Really?
Let me explain to you. It wasn't just a tiebreak. Literally throughout the match, he was just, for whatever, he just kept on diving and diving.
Was moving like Guillermo Fils.
I was just confused. And then it's so funny because the last time he did it, he kind of hurt his hand.
Okay.
So I was like, this guy's going to get injured if he keeps on doing it. I, however, did not think that he would get injured to a point where he literally was going to be limping off the court. Like, it made no sense.
Because didn't he have the trainer come on during that tiebreak?
He had a trainer, literally, he couldn't even get up. Like, he was laying down on the ground, like, in the middle of the court for, like, a good 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Then he was limping off. And then they put a bandage around, and he decided to literally continue with the match. But he could not move. And I was just like, bro, just stop.
Yeah.
And go. Okay, and then guys, I was all excited because obviously I watched the match and it was very intense. It was good. Like, Archie was moving well. I'm coming in the media center now, all hyped up. And Eugene just ruined my mood. And then he was like, nah. Huska should have, he should have just continued, man. He should have just continued.
Bro, it was match point Fils. Like, I think Fils was serving as well. So literally all Hurkacz had to do to finish the match, just literally tank that point. And that's fine. Everybody would be like, okay, fair enough. No, the guy can't walk.
It was match point to
Fils.
I get it. But the guy could not move. He thought that he genuinely could not move.
For me, it's that, yeah, that doesn't sit well. Because like I said, it does read as a win, but it's a retirement. Retirement win.
Okay.
Like, it's not a win outright.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought that was a bit, and I do like Hurkacz. Like, so it's nothing against him, but
no, you were annoyed. Like,
I was annoyed. Yeah, I still am.
I was all hyped up. I thought me and Eugene would be dapping each other. Like, yeah. We're celebrating. Blah blah blah. Next thing you're like, nah man. You should have just.
I'm sorry.
Bro,
because and I think players.
But I hate what you mean.
I think players also like. They have. When they haven't retired, having non-retirements on their record, like, that means a lot to a lot of players. I think Federer, I don't think he ever retired from any matches. I think he completed every single match he played.
Yeah.
And I think there were a few other players like that. Mm-hmm. Like, that means something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, but take nothing away from Fils, man.
But either way, it doesn't make him look good. Some people were complaining just like you, so. You're fine, but...
Take nothing away from Fils. The youngest man to reach.
The youngest man to reach.
The third round at Wimbledon.
So this is the thing. With this round, he actually accomplished a lot of great stuff, right? Number one, he reached third round for the first time at any majors. Number two, he's officially the youngest man since Nick Kyrgios in 2014 to be a top 10 player.
Crazy.
At Wimbledon.
Crazy.
Number three, he beat his second top 10 player, I believe. Number four, he reached a bloody third round at Wimbledon.
Nuts.
And that is so insane. So I actually did ask him about that. Like, how does he feel about, like, hearing, like, all of that? Although during the media conference, he actually did not know. He didn't realize till I actually told
just
him.
Just reading off all the stats for him.
Yeah, he was, like, shocked. He was like, I had to even repeat it to him.
In English or French?
English, of course, right?
Because we all know we're all bilingual here.
Anyways, so here is what he said.
I'm happy.
I mean, no, but it's nice. Today was a great match. Of course, he's a top 10. He's one of the best players we can see on grass. So I was trying my best. You know, when I get on the court, I was trying my best to at least try to win one set. And to get him in one tiebreak like this, we never know. And I don't know. I was feeling great. And I was playing quite okay. And I won the first set. Then I broke early in the second one. Won the second set. And then you think like, okay, I can win this match. You know, and I'm not too far to win it. And then the level is dropping. You take 6-2. He's punishing you, and he's serving for the fourth. And my head was already in the fifth. And I was like, okay, if I have to get my focus back and trying my best. But I managed to break him back. I don't know how I did. I'm happy about this match, yes.
So he's very happy with the result, as you can hear, especially, again, you know, Hootkash is someone who is great on grass, you know, he was on form before he came. He reached the semi-finals. He knocked out my uncle and my best and my favorite.
He was on the grounds today.
And he came to, like, yeah, Feds. Yeah, yeah. You know, he probably dapped up Feast, who knows, to thank him, you know. I'm making things up, guys. But yeah, another thing that I liked about his conference is that he did talk about his relationship with Giovanni and they're actually like close and like they grew
up
together.
Them boys are killing it right now, man. Yeah. French tennis.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy.
So it's really nice. And like, you know, like how they go out for dinner, go out for holidays, whatever. But yeah, so it's nice seeing how like they both really doing so well. And at the same time, they're around the same age, exactly, playing for their country. Yeah.
Special.
It's really nice. So it's nice that they don't have that moment alone and they can share that journey together as well. So shout out to Feast. Very excited about that.
Who does he play next? Russian.
And he's playing Safiulin.
Yeah.
Safiulin next. He's
player.
Yeah, his draw is looking pretty good.
Because Safiulin beat Thomas Makach from the Czech Republic, who was also had like a decent year or having a decent year. So, but that's a nice draw for Feast.
I'm gonna be
looking at another victory there for the young Frenchman.
Yeah, for sure. Shout out to him. Shout out to Feast. Looking forward to that. And thank you for that entertaining match. That match was really good. It was great seeing him like playing well and stuff.
Should we move on to another Frenchman?
Yes.
Clermont Fils. got the job done against Stanislas Wawrinka. Stanislas Danimal. After resuming play from 7-6, 6-4, 5-5-all the night before. The third set ended up going to a third set tiebreak, which Morfils won 7-3. And yeah, again, that was over pretty quickly. And who were we watching? There was a lot going on like around that time.
Watching, do you know what it is? There was too many, there was conferences.
Yeah, yeah.
There was also matches. Yeah. Shelton was on.
Yeah, exactly. Shelton, that's the one.
There was conferences as well.
Yeah.
I had to run down like a maniac. I've been running
Lucy's
down.
Lucy's been getting
here.
Them steps in, boy.
Bro, I've been running down here more than the gym. Like, it's crazy. But yeah.
But no, this is Monfils's 13th Wimbledon. So he's 37 years old. This is his 13th Wimbledon. So obviously a bit of a veteran, but still got it clearly.
Yeah.
I liked in his press conference, neither of us went, but he was asked about his relationship with Feast, who we just spoke about, and Giovanni Pecci-Pericard, obviously two young Frenchmen on the come up right now. Loved his answer. Basically he said that he's like a big brother figure to them. So he said he kind of has he knows Arthur Fils a bit more. And I'm thinking back to like United Cup. Do you remember last year? They were both on the same team.
And
Labour
Cup
time.
As well.
So not United Cup, I meant Labour Cup. Oh, exactly. Yeah. And obviously Fils kind of made his breakthrough before Pericard. But he said, he's been watching Pericard too. And like, yeah, he's spoken to him as well. But I just like the fact that he's like that big bro, like to them.
Sure.
And like you said with Feast and Pericard too, like they've got each other like to kind of hang around with and like, yeah, kind of come up together. So it's just very nice and a very exciting time for French tennis. And I just hope like they don't put too much pressure on them. Like, because they are so talented.
Yeah. And when you say them, who?
Well, like the French media. The French public.
Oh my gosh. Do you know what's so funny? Even one of the journalists during Arthur's press conference, it's so funny. Like the journalist must have like
you're not naming names or
I'm not naming names. To be fair, I don't remember his name respectfully. And behemoths of arcs. Like, I think he was talking about a section about, like, probably, I think it was like the third set and stuff.
Yeah.
But the way he was, like, he used the vocab that he used to describe how he, quote unquote, like, fumbled, or like his like.
Oh, as in Feast.
Yeah. Oh, and dead. Stuff. Feast even looked like, literally, when he said it, Feast even looked at him like, what? And because then Feast, jokingly, yeah, quote, air quote, jokingly, literally was like, no. Go back and ask that question again. Like, yeah, because it was kind of mad.
In French.
It was in French. Yeah, literally.
So Feast is about that, yeah?
He's about it. He was looking, like, literally, he was talking and stuff. I'm hoping Wimbledon will post the full Wimbledon thingy. So even if you don't understand it, you guys can go and actually watch it on YouTube.
It was in room two.
Yeah, so it's good. Definitely, it most likely will be there. I just don't know if they cut off the
French. I don't think they do.
So literally, like,
it might be on like a French station.
No, I think they post the full thing, to be fair. Really? I think they post the full thing because there's times where people actually like see and stuff. Okay. I think they post the full thing, but
that's, I love that. I love that.
Literally, like, he was trying to, like, you know, because he was trying to get, like, you know, him to explain how, like, he played, but he could have said something very simple, like, you know,
because for me,
the level wasn't as at the best.
And that's what I'm saying. For me, it's more impressive. Well, the fact that he lost that set 6-2. But then was able to win the following set 100%. In the tiebreak. That is impressive.
Yeah, 100%.
Because that just shows, like mentally, he switched on.
Yeah.
And, like, he just stayed with it. Like, he could have easily been like, oh, shit, sorry to swear. But, like, yeah, I'm going back. Or I'm about to lose this match. It's going to go to 5 sets and then I'm going to be out. Like, but, he stayed focused and he pulled through.
So, fair play. The way he looked at that, he looked at him like, what? And he's like, start that question again. And then Jonas was like, oh,
I love that.
What I mean, blah, blah, blah. But, like, we all laughed about it. But, yeah, it was a bit mad. I was side-eyeing him like, sir, have a little bit of respect. He still won that match. He still had to do. He reached the third round. Like, come on. You know, but it is what it is. Shout out to Feast.
But back to the month, though. Who has he got next? Grigor Dimitrov.
Yeah.
The 10th seed. Because, yeah, Dimitrov's number 10 in the world right now. He's having a great year.
He's been like the past year.
Yeah, he's been on it.
End of last year and this year. He's been like, you know, which is nice to see. I think it's great to do that when you're playing. I think it's interesting seeing the older players actually playing well.
Having a bit of a revival.
Yeah, like Monfils still winning titles, playing well. Dimitrov still, you know, also going
far. And the head-to-head, Monfils actually leads the head-to-head. I think it's like 5 or 6-1 in Monfils' favour. So that should be a good match.
It'll be a long match for sure.
I can see that being 4, possibly 5 sets.
Mm-hmm, same.
So, yeah, good luck to the month and just good to see him playing at this level.
Yeah.
I want to say he was a junior Wimbledon champion too. So, he can play on the grass.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably one of the better surfaces for him now too, like at his age. But, yeah, we'll see. Let's go American now. So, Ben Shelton came through in 5 sets against South African Lloyd Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Apologies, guys. I messed up the score in the post on the socials or Twitter. So it was 4-6, 7-6, 6-7, 6-3, 7-6. Obviously, the fifth set going to a tiebreak, it's a 10-point match tiebreak.
Yeah.
Which Shelton obviously won, which is fantastic. Really, really good stat here. So he's now reached the third round or better at every Grand Slam. And he's only 21 years old.
Crazy.
So shouts out to...
Harriet Dart is on her way to the media theatre.
Shouts out to Vansh. Is it Vansh V2K on Twitter? That was his line. That was his tweet, actually. Mm-hmm. Or he pointed that out on Twitter. Basically, a stat like that just shows, like, Shelton's game is literally... He's a threat on all surfaces, clearly.
Yeah.
So... And yeah, I feel like grass is going to be one of his... I think, have you said that or did you say clay? I always get confused.
No, I said clay.
Yeah.
I've always said clay.
I think grass is
I've always said that he just needs more time. That's my thing. He just needs more experience.
I think the grass is going to be the one, man. Like, you think so? Yeah, just because of the serve and like... He's a power hitter.
Mm-hmm.
Good mover too. Brilliant athlete. Mm-hmm. Like... But yeah, that serve, it's a bomb. And I think on the grass, like you're going to win a lot of 3 points, mm-hmm, which he mm-hmm. has done. Mm-hmm. But again, getting back to this match of Harris, like to come through in five sets, like he's got such like brilliant mental resilience. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. and I do think that's a little bit underrated. Yeah. Like at this stage, obviously it's still early on in his career, but for me, that's a great sign. Like he can go the distance and like, yeah, basically stay the course. Because five set tennis is intense. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's shown now that he can pull these matches out. So yeah, he's got Denis Shapovalov next, which again, it's the first time meeting between them, but I think that's a potential popcorn match. And I did ask him like, yeah, to give his thoughts on that match. And this is what he said.
Yeah, I think another guy with a different style game, obviously big, explosive game. I think that this match set me up well for what that match is going to be. Obviously, he has a pretty big serve, another different serving style, but I feel like I've played a lefty now in my first round. I've played a great server in the second round, so I think I'm pretty prepared and ready for the match. I mean, I'm excited to be out there again.
So yeah, like clearly he's looking forward to it, and rightly so. Third round at Wimbledon, like you can tell he doesn't really put like, I say pressure, he's just a very relaxed guy. Like he enjoys obviously like the big moments,
yeah.
But like, yeah, I didn't get the sense that he was like, I don't know, fretting or like worried.
I think when I went to his press conference yesterday, I think what stood out to me was when he said that.
It was 2 days ago now. It was 2 days ago now, as his press conference.
Oh, okay.
Because don't forget, yeah.
Yeah. But like, yeah, what stood out to me is the fact that he said that, you know, he is extremely focused. Like right now, like, he purposely staying at the Wimbledon Village to make sure that, you know, he's not around like all the noise and stuff. Like he's not thinking about anything else but going through like Wimbledon. So I think it just shows you how much like he really wants to do well and go far. His mindset is just like really different, but I definitely agree with you. Even when you see him walking around, like when he was coming in for the media conference, like he was, you know, he was eating relaxed. Like he's,
eating sushi.
He was, yeah. Oh, he was eating sushi. Yeah, yeah. I thought he was eating panini. I don't know why.
I think it was a sushi. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Cool. But yeah, but he looks like, you know, he looks like he's just ready to do his work and then try his best. But yeah, but that match is definitely going to be interesting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. For sure. I really am. So yeah, that should be a good one. Another Frenchman now. A lot of French wins today, man.
Wesh, wesh.
Giovanni Pecci-Pericard, the lucky loser, which...
Crazy.
Like, he is not a lucky loser.
At all.
But yeah, he got the job done against Yoshihito Nishioka in an hour and 11 minutes. 71 minutes, basically. Like...
He did 6-4, 6-1, 6-2. In an hour and 11 minutes.
I was stunned because Lucy, you were there like courtside. And yeah. I think I sent you a message saying, oh, like Sky is four games away from winning and they haven't even played an hour.
Literally.
Because it was like 58 minutes.
Literally.
So he was on a mission.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like played so well. And it was like basically little and large. As we said in the previous pod, I think Nishioka is one of the shortest players on tour. Obviously, Pericard is one of the...
Shout out to all the short people there, by the way.
The tallest. The tallest.
That must have been so tough. He must have been so annoyed. He's out here, just 5 foot self, looking at one guy that's nearly 7 foot. Gosh.
But yeah, how did you find the match? Like, because obviously you were there.
Honestly, it was like breezing through. Honestly,
pretty straightforward.
Like, pretty straightforward. Like, it was just, you know, he looked comfortable. Nishioka, like he was very frustrated.
Yeah.
Like he actually couldn't even hide how frustrated he was. Like he was even done trying. Like at one point he was even sitting down talking to his like box, like, bro, like what do I do here? And as usual, there were so many people surprised at Giovanni's shot. Like they were like, oh wow. I love hearing.
Oh yeah, you tweeted that. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, I just love hearing like the excitement and like the shot and stuff. And you know, guys, I know seeing it on TV, you can really see the madness, but live, when you even hear the shot,
yeah.
like is honestly insane. Like people are just like, you know, like shouting and everything like that. But I'm really happy for him. I feel like it's nice that he had like a easy, simple match because it's been kind of hectic for him. You know, long matches, long days.
Corda was a five setter. Yeah, he came through was that. And this was a straightforward, straight sets win.
Exactly.
But he's classed as a lucky loser. Obviously, he came through as a lucky loser, but he's playing more like a seed.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah.
So he is a top 60 player. He's 58th in the world right now, as in his ranking. Nishioka's actually 90th. Mm. So again, that kind of shows like a disparity there.
For sure.
And he's got Emil Ruusuvuori next, the Finn, who beat Stefanos Tsitsipas, the 11th seed, today.
I can't believe it.
Which is crazy in four sets. And I thought Tsitsipas was going to fight back, but he couldn't. And again, the Petri Perro card is actually ranked higher than Ruusuvuori. So if you're going by ranking, like, we're looking at another Perro card win. And to be honest, Lucy, I'm expecting him to beat Ruusuvuori. Like,
same. You're not the only
one. We're going to be seeing a lot more Perro card.
100%.
Basically. And 100%. I'm looking forward to it. Like, his game, it's not just the big serve. Like,
he moves well on the surface. And he's a bit comfortable.
He's a bit of a throwback, too, because he's got the one-handed backhand.
He's got the one-handed backhand. Yep.
Again, like you said, he moves on the surface. Good volleyer.
He moves towards the net.
Like, comfortable at the net. And again, for someone so young and like to have those kind of, you know, strengths already, like he's only going to continue to improve. So very, very exciting, man. I'm really glad for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I did go to his press conference, the only French English speaking journalist in there, because obviously there's a lot of French eyes on him and rightly so.
Yeah.
I just asked him basically like how special Wimbledon like is to him, and with this being his like best Grand Slam to date, and this is what he said.
Yeah, Wimbledon is the house of the tennis. It's like one of the first Grand Slam, I think. So every champion won this tournament. So for me, it's like the home or the house or tennis paradise. I don't know. But I watched a lot of finals when I was young. So for me, Wimbledon is a special place and a special place to be. And when you play, it's like it's unbelievable.
Yeah, Wimbledon is a special place, and rightly so, considering this is his like he might be established his best Grand Slam to date. But what do you think his best surface is going to be going forward?
That's a good question. I think it's a bit too early.
Yeah.
I think it's a bit too early to predict.
Sound like Rob Montgomery there.
I know. You know what? Because I would have said clay because of the fact that he has titles on clay, Challenger and ATP.
True.
So that's why like I would have said that. I mean, Frenchman, clay, makes sense. But based on, this is not even just, I don't want to say based just on the result, but on his playing style, it suits really well on grass. I feel like once you have a big serve and you're serving well on grass, no one can tell you,
pretty much.
That's it. You're clear. Pretty you're done. Much. Not only he has that, he then really moves well around the court.
Yeah.
And I don't want to really say it because I don't know how people are going to feel when I say that. But
here we go.
His one-handed backhand actually reminds me of my fave.
Really?
Yeah. Especially today when I was watching the match. Because today, his one-handed backhands, a lot of them went in. When he was playing against Korda, a few of them did go out. Like, he wasn't returning well with the one-handed backhand.
Okay.
Today, maybe, you know, because it was an easy match for him, respectfully to Nishioka.
I like that.
I feel like he could probably like do it more, but he was because before
go for more. Yeah, basically. Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
He wasn't hitting it too hard. He was doing it very smoothly and stuff. So I feel like the more he does it, the better he'll get at it. I hope no one will cook me as I say this. I know it sounds very insane to compare the two. I'm not saying he's at great Roger Federer level.
No, why not, man? Like, because for me, the best one I don't play one handed backhands. I play two handed.
Not a lot of them do. Not a lot of people do. Eubanks are probably the few. Hey, the blacks. The few who does it. Not a lot of them do.
For me, the best looking or like aesthetically pleasing one handed backhand for me, when I was growing up anyway, was Richard Gasquet. Like, I loved his one handed backhand.
True.
But yeah, I mean, Pucci's got a nice, he's got a nice backhand, definitely.
I even heard people, like, fans, like, literally, there was one guy who was sitting next to me and he mentioned, he was like, wow, he has a nice one-handed backhand and stuff. So, yeah, but shout out to Pericard, really happy for him. Court 14 was full, people were shouting, hey, Gio. That's one thing that I love about players going that far is having more eyes on them and them getting more, you know, support and love and fans, because this brings in the fans.
Oh, massively.
You know?
Yeah.
Especially that Giovanni's game is very special as well.
And so, doing it at like a Grand Slam, at like Wimbledon too.
Wimbledon, out all of them. Yeah, which is big time.
He did say actually in his answer, basically, this is like basically tennis paradise.
Yeah, exactly.
So I did quite like that line. But he's very exciting, man. And I'm looking forward to seeing a lot more of him, not just at Wimbledon, but like in the season going forward.
For sure.
We had a defeat today, Lucy, in singles. Someone that I called, I did think there was going to be an upset in terms of seeds. But yeah, Robin Montgomery, she fell to the 10th seed, Ons Jabeur, in straight sets. So yeah, Jabeur won that 6-1, 7-5.
Yeah.
I like the fact that Montgomery put up a fight in the second set.
She did, yeah.
Because
yeah.
that could have easily been a 6-1, 6-2 or 6-1, 6-love. Yeah. Like,
And she said the same at her press, which I was alone, by the way. Oh. So I technically had a 1-1 journalist math.
Fantastic.
I was all
Fantastic.
Alone, yeah.
I love the journalist math thing. That's so funny.
Because and her press was during like...
Ben Shelton's.
It wasn't during. Shelton came late and then it ended up being around the same time. So a lot of the American press was there. But... yeah, she said it herself, like, she was really, like, she's still glad that she made it, you know.
It's been a really good event for her, man.
Yeah, it really
has. Came through qualifying, won a round, put up a good fight against last year's runner-up.
Yeah.
A two-time runner-up, we should say.
Yeah, exactly, which is what, yeah.
And yeah, like, she's just, again, her game, like, she's in a good place. And she's someone to be excited about, too. And I think a lot of people are quite excited about Montgomery.
When I spoke to her, you know, she was mentioning, like, how, like... Because I asked her going into odds, because her last press conference, she did say... I think someone did... Was it me who asked her? I can't remember. Who asked her, like, is she's facing odds, like, the next round? Is she nervous, anything? And she was like, no, I'm just taking that as a next match. So I went back to her on that again, and I was like, as you were getting closer to the match, you know... Did you feel those nerves at all? And she was like, no, actually, I was, the closer we got to it, the more comfortable
love
I
that.
Got, even
competitor.
During the match as
competitor.
Well.
Competitor, love
exactly.
it.
Exactly, yeah, I wanted to fight, I wanted to do well. I feel like I really tried my best and
love
blah, blah,
that.
Blah. And, you know, I did ask her, like, you know, which surface, now that grass is done for you, like, which surface did you actually enjoy playing the most? Like, not based on the result, but, like, you actually liked being around
enjoyed,
and stuff.
Yeah.
And she was a bit conflicted, like, she was hesitating between, like, the two. You know, she did say grass a little bit more because she feels like it matches her game style a lot. But then she did laugh at the end. I was like, you know what, ask me this in 5 years.
She's only 19, exactly.
She's only 19, exactly. So she's still trying to figure things out and everything. But, yeah, I think talking to her calmed her down a bit. She was I won't say upset, but... I don't think she was really in the mood.
It's understandable.
Kind of
just lost the match. Like,
exactly. Exactly. So I'm glad that, you know, the conversation was like smooth and easy. You know, I did even ask her as well, like, when she's not around, like, when she's not playing, she's relaxing and stuff. Like which city did she like, that business? Because, you know, she was around a lot of places, Madrid, Paris, London. And of course, she said that her favorite was London. You know, but she said it's because it reminds her a lot of DC, feels like home. There's a lot you know, there's a lot of, like, culture and stuff, like, she, like, the museums. She said she liked the food. And I actually wanted to tell her, like, I'm surprised because Americans like to slag off our food. They like to slag off our food a lot. So, yeah, Rory Montgomery said our food slaps. So you guys can relax. And, yeah, and if anyone's interested to know what's going on after grass, I did ask her that as well. She did say she's still trying to figure out, but she is hoping to go to DC.
Of course.
So that might be her first time, like, going there. She said she hasn't been in 5 years. But yeah, for now, she's going to go see her mom, spend time with her mom and her grandma.
That's the thing, it's been a long season. It's a long time away for a lot of these like Americans.
Yeah.
Because yeah, the Europe swing, I think even Ben alluded to it too. He said he hasn't been back home since Madrid.
Wow.
So like it's a long time.
Yeah, it is a long. I mean, her mom came to French Open. Okay. She said that at the last press conference, that her mom came to the French Open. But still, especially how she spoke about how close she is to her mom and stuff. So shout out to Robin. Congrats to her. Like
every time.
Really did like incredible. Gave us like a great match. I mean, you literally went 6-6 like with a top 10 player, Grand Slam finalist, who's really well at grass and stuff. So shout out to Robin. You guys will definitely hear more from her the rest of this. Her rankings are going up.
Facts.
She's definitely going to be, I see it, her being a top 100.
Easily,
very soon. So, yeah, keep on grinding, Robin.
Well said. We're looking at day five is auto play, Lucy.
Hey.
Wowzers. So, Big Foe, he's got his wish. You'll be playing on centre court, first on, against Carlos Alcaraz as the defending champ.
Mm-hmm.
Popcorn.
For sure.
Jasmine Paolini. Bianca Andreescu, that's first on number one court. Love that.
Popcorn.
Second on number one court, Lamomph against Tempsy Grigor Dimitrov. And then third on number one court, Coco Gauff, world number two, against Sonia Cartel. Basically,
guys, we're taking over the show court.
On number one court.
Number one court.
And to be first on centre, that's pretty big.
And centre court, we're taking over, all right? So everyone, step to the back. All my black spin people, let's roll through. You know what I mean? Taking over. You know, when I saw that, I was like, yeah, put some respect on it.
Crazy.
I'm looking forward to those
huge matches. And then Shelton and Keys, they both also play on day five because obviously their matches got carried over.
Yeah.
Shelton obviously takes on Shapovalov, as we mentioned, and yeah, Keys, Kostyuk. So some really exciting matches there, man.
For real.
Like, I am looking forward to every single one of them, of course.
But just a heads up to everyone, it is raining.
Stop it.
Tomorrow. But I keep on checking. It looks like it's going to be raining in the morning.
I'm not even looking at that.
Which is fine because the Shelton and Keys match are second on. So I think we'll be okay. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we should be okay, but this UK weather is embarrassing me. Come on. And it's so mad because last week was mad hot, bro.
Stop it.
It was so hot. But either way, we're going to be there and you should be there and be square. Be in front of your TV. I'm telling you guys, Friday is going
to
be a madness.
I
was already saying it in the last pod. What did I say? Put your phone, do not disturb. Forget your sighting. Forget your girl. Go drop your kids at their grandparents. You need to be fully focused on these matches tomorrow. It's Friday. Call in sick. I'll work if you can. Just call in sick. You know, cancel your meetings. Be responsible for once in your life and watch some good tennis matches.
What a day in prospect, man.
We
do look forward to that.
And guys, as usual, make sure that you stay tuned on our socials, Blackspin Global on Twitter, Instagram, and all them things.
Indeed.
And yeah, and also for those who are listening on YouTube, I know you guys see images, but it's not our fault, guys. We are not allowed to film, but we will be back.
We're not the BBC or ESPN.
Yeah, guys, thank you for tuning in.
As usual.
And we'll catch you tomorrow after a hectic and crazy day of good matches, day five at Wimbledon.
Thanks for tapping in, guys.